There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It is Tuesday, April 30th, and we are about to discuss WWE NXT Spring Break in Night 2. But of course, I'm not alone. I am joined today by Muscle Man Malcolm. Malcolm, what's up, man?
I had a great time watching NXT. Life is going well. Denise, how are you?
Doing pretty good too. I'm excited because tomorrow is officially May 1st and May is my birthday month. So I'm that person that celebrates the entire month. So I'm like, okay, one more day of this April month and next month it's going to be your whole month. You know, I always feel that extra pep in my step like all of May. Like there's no bad days in May. It's just happiness.
I mean, I'm in finals week, so I can't agree with that personally. So I'm kind of like life is stressful. But, you know, hey, you know, happy early birthday month.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. But I'm feeling good that we came out of a pretty interesting episode of Spring Break. And there are some things that I kind of have some question marks around. And there are other things that I have exclamation points around because I'm really excited to talk about some other items on this card. But either way, honestly, it was a good show here today. Can't wait to break that all down. But before we dive into Spring Break, and I want to get into the super chats. And of course, if you guys want to help get your questions, your comments, your statements right here on the stream, you're more than welcome to. We got Steven in here who says, with the women having a ladder match for the NXT North American title, who are some of the favorites to win? Also, Chelsea Green on NXT next week will be gold. So there is so much to get into in regards to the women's division. We'll touch on that in just a second. And also, thank you so much to Sheldon Jackson for gifting 5DWO membership. So you know what? Let's start things off with what closed out NXT, because I think that whole part kind of had me a little bit like, wait, what now? So the last and final thing that we saw on NXT here today was Roxanne Perez going into the office of Ava. And they had a whole discussion earlier. Roxanne Perez was legitimately pissed because she wasn't drafted, as she should be. And literally, after the draft ended, they finally clarified, Malcolm, they finally clarified that the NXT champions were indeed protected from the draft because we weren't even sure the last two nights of the draft. And so that's basically the reason why Roxanne is still on NXT. However, Ava then announced that her opponent for next week to challenge for the NXT Women's Championship is going to be none other than Chelsea Green. What?
I'm so lost, honestly. I thought she's on SmackDown, but now she's on NXT and people are getting drafted to places, still showing up on NXT. I'm like, I have no idea. I thought people were going to get drafted to NXT, a part of the draft itself, but that just never happened at all. I saw the yellow in the logo and just assumed things, but now Chelsea's like a number one contender for the title. Honestly, I don't even care. I'm here for the chaos. I hope she wins it. Like, she can have all the titles. She has deserved it. Yeah, it's her time. Let her have it.
Also, I'm like you, Malcolm, where I did think that because I saw the yellow in the logo that meant that NXT was going to maybe get like three picks. Like, right. Let's get somebody, right? But right. I think it just meant that there was going to be NXT call-ups, which we knew regardless of whether or not we saw the yellow in the logo. But I am a little bit confused because here's the thing. Like, Chelsea and Piper were both drafted to SmackDown. So they are SmackDown talent. However, at the end of the show, Chelsea Green basically told Ava that she thinks she's the best and she's going to love it there. And I'm thinking, is she saying that because she was drafted or traded over to NXT without anybody telling us? Or is she saying that because she's assuming she's going to defeat Roxanne, become NXT Women's Champion, and therefore be on NXT?
I feel like it's a little bit of everything you just said, right? So I could see why she would want to be drafted to NXT because it fits her character, go after some titles and whatnot. There's a new title in the works. Obviously, she has the Women's Championship match next week. But yeah, I mean, like, Chelsea Green doesn't make sense, and that's just like the best thing about her sometimes. And I feel like there definitely could be some more explanation that I think they purposely did not tell us, so we could watch next week and try to figure out, is she a part of this roster going forward, or maybe it's just a one-time thing. We'll see next week, I guess.
Yeah, because, you know, if it was a situation like Natalia, for example, like, we know Natalia is just there for a program, for the feud that she's telling right now, but we know she belongs over on the main roster. If they do that with Chelsea Green, I'm 100% okay with it. And that's legitimately what I thought until she said the last sentence. When she said the last sentence, I was like, wait a minute. You were just drafted to SmackDown. And I even went online and I'm like, oh my God, did I miss some news? Was she traded? Did I not realize this? Because, you know, sometimes this stuff happens on social media. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I just missed it. So I'm like Googling. And literally the first thing that I see on Google is Chelsea Green drafted to SmackDown. And I'm like, all right, I know I'm not crazy now.
There it is. Yeah, even like Mia Yim showed up, or Meechin. So I'm like, but didn't she like go? I don't even know if she got drafted, to be honest. So I'm like, maybe she's just a part of NXT now.
She's on SmackDown still, because the OC got the OC's gotcha. Remaining on SmackDown. But that's the thing, like the OC, but just the guys were on NXT. Like Meechan never actually came out on NXT. And then finally they get drafted back to SmackDown. And now all of a sudden Meechan appears on NXT, but she's still a SmackDown talent. So if you're not following any of this, that probably confused you. But trust me, that's what they've been doing.
It makes sense if you watch it. But it also, even if you watch it, it makes no sense. I don't get the point of the draft, honestly. It confused me more than it should have. But, new era, you know.
New era, new draft, we're getting to it. But either way, I am looking forward to Chelsea Green versus Roxanne Perez. Like, that is going to be very fun. And God, please, all we ask of you next week on NXT, that you somehow, if this is just a one-time thing, right? If this is just Chelsea versus Roxanne for like a one-time thing, please, please let us get in backstage interaction with Chelsea Green and Ariana Grace. Tell me that's not something you would want to see.
Honestly, I was thinking that too. They're like the same person. Like, honestly, she could ditch Piper. I want them to be a tag team. Like, yo, they're the same person, Piper. And I love every second of it.
Yeah, seriously. No, they're just so funny, both of them. I would love to see them sort of have some sort of interaction backstage, even if it's just like a hello, anything. I'll take anything. Please do it. We got Jay Stone here who sends in a super chat saying, if they find a happy medium between the way Lola was presented tonight and her usual character, it's over. She should be champ ASAP. Lola Vice, and let's get right into this. So Lola Vice, she has been somebody that has gotten it down so fast. I think that instantly there were some people that were going to judge Lola Vice, right? They were going to judge her and be like, oh, she's just going to WWE for whatever reason, right? Former MMA fighter, didn't work out, whatever you wanted to say. And then now she's in WWE. I think there was probably going to be some doubt behind her. However, she has gone in, Malcolm, and she has proved herself in so many different ways. Like, not only is she entertaining, but she is so freaking believable. Today, there was something so simple. And I don't know if you noticed this, but when she was staring down Natalia right before Alicia Taylor was going to make the ring announcements, I'm looking at Natalia. She looks mad. She looks focused. But she did not look like Lola Vice. Lola Vice looked like she was legitimately going to kill Natalia. Her face was mean. She was mad. She was focused. She made that shit feel real.
Facts. No, this is, Lola Vice is exactly what I want out of like an MMA like fighter turned pro wrestler. I feel like there hasn't been, like, there's obviously been people that came from MMA world to WWE and whatnot, but I feel like she's the first one in a long time that really feels like, you know, I didn't watch her fight that much, but you know, I feel like she could still kill someone. And I think she just might tonight. And I feel like Lola Vice easily could be champion, in my opinion, by the end of summer. You know, other people are going to say otherwise, as Julia's coming in and whatnot. But to me, Lola Vice could easily win that title by the end of this summer. Her record in MMA wasn't even that bad. It was 4-1. They told a good story of her, like, punching the bag and whatnot. And then Shayna saying we need to work on groundwork. Because even in MMA, she wasn't that good on the ground when she was fighting. That's how she lost her one fight. Like, the storytelling, the layers in it was great. If, like, you watch Bellator and whatnot. And to me, it was just great. She's a future world champion, easily.
So let's talk about the NXT Underground match, because this is not something that I'm usually a fan of. And people here on my podcast already know that I say it all the time, because honestly, I don't care about the NXT Underground matches. I don't care about the Raw Underground matches. I don't care about these at all. However, I will say this, though, I was very entertained by what we saw here today. And I don't know if it was because it was the first women's underground match here on NXT. Maybe that was the reason why I was a little bit more interested in it. But I really did like just the back and forth between Lola and Natty. And I most like that they actually had Lola Vice win. Because even though it was going to be this thing of like, here's the thing, you know, because again, of her background in MMA, that she is legit, right? She can go and she can legitimately go in there. But then you have Natty, who also is legit and is a great wrestler. And when she can literally out-wrestle so many freaking people, and we all talk about the dungeon and her background and her training, and she comes with so much respect. So they really hyped up both of these girls to be these, like, oh my God, like, which direction is it going to go? But at the end of the day, it needed to be Lola Vice. And of course, the way that they did it also protected Natty, because we had Shayna Baszler get involved and she goes in and she locks in the Karafuta clutch on freaking, what's her name? Carmen Petrovic. There you go. On Carmen. And had that not happened, Natty might have won this match, because she had the sharpshooter on Lola and Lola was about to tap.
Exactly. Like, what I really loved about this match is that Natalya has been in the game for so long now, and I feel like she was never given enough time in the last few years to really put on like a real banger. And this was like the first time I've watched an Natalya match, and I'm a big fan of her when I say this. This is the first time I've watched an Natalya match in years and actually really enjoyed watching the match. Like, she is so talented, and I feel like this was like perfect element, even with that first time ever aspect to making history and whatnot. But this is a perfect element for her against the right opponent. Honestly, you guys can run this back on Raw and SmackDown. If you keep this concept, or even just having the feud in general keep going, I think it's amazing that she's having this opportunity. And I think her and NXT will work out very well.
The last time I remember really enjoying, like, thoroughly a Natty match was her and Rhea on that Raw episode.
Yeah, that one was good. Yeah,
that one was phenomenal. So it was that one. It was this one here. And then, like, she has so many matches, but there are a lot of them are very brief. And I think sometimes you forget what Natty can bring, again, because she is so good. Sometimes you forget, and they sort of have her sometimes in throwaway matches. But when there is actual meaning behind the match, when there's an actual reason for it, we know that she can deliver with her opponents, of course. So that match with Rhea, of course, was one of them in recent memory. And then, of course, this one here today with Lola Vice. But honestly, though, the presentation of Lola Vice, like, they've got something there. She is legitimate. I won't be surprised if she gets called up by the end of the year over to the main roster, because she's already has a lot of pizzazz. She's got attitude. And again, she sells that stuff. She's got the aura. She's got the female aura. I always say this, right? Like, there are certain people that you don't mess with. Like, you don't mess with them because they have the true aura that they will kill you. And she has the female version of that. Like, she's not Shayna Baszler, right? Because Shayna Baszler has the female version of that. Like, I look at Shayna and I'm like, I ain't messing with her. She'll kill me. But Lola Vice has her own version of that.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely amazing. I would love to see her maybe called up in, like, the Royal Rumble next year. There's definitely opportunities for her to come up before that. Like, there's Money in the Bank and whatnot, but it might just be a little too soon. But Royal Rumble would be perfect for her. Throw out some girls, kick some people. She has that Taekwondo background, so I know that would do well in a concept like the Rumble. So I'm very excited for her future. I think there's has to be some titles down the line, and easily a main roster call-up will definitely happen for her. So she's locked it in.
A lot of people are in agreement here, by the way, with Lola Vice. We got Tracy WV, who's been a member of the DWO for 4 months, says NXT is exempt and draft doesn't matter? Explain. All right, so the exempt part was the champions. So Raw and SmackDown champions, as we know, were exempt from being drafted. However, they never actually clarified NXT champions. That was sort of up in the air. And technically, last night on Raw, they had Booker T. Do you remember this? Booker T backstage said, oh, well, you never know. It could be Roxanne Perez to get drafted next. Trick Williams can be drafted. And I was like, oh, wait, so the NXT champions are able to be drafted? And so a lot of people were asking, why wasn't Roxanne drafted? Why wasn't Roxanne drafted? And I think they finally realized that they never told the people, hey, NXT champions are also protected like Raw and SmackDown.
Sometimes Booker T just be yapping. You know, he just talks. I love Booker T. He says so much stuff that, like, I never want to, like, take it as gospel, but also I just want to listen to the chaos. Booker T just talks. Don't listen to Booker T, but also listen to Booker T, because Booker T is hilarious.
He is hilarious. But that's the thing, though. You would think that somebody backstage, you know, a producer on Raw or anybody would be like, hey, Booker, like, this is what we need you to say. You know, now that I think about it, they probably were just like, hey, give your picks on who you think might be drafted. Kathy Kelly is going to interview you, and then she'll ditch you and go chase down Adam Pearce. That was probably all that he was told. But then it was like, okay, he could have literally named anybody else that wasn't champions. It's not like there isn't a talent, a roster full of talent over on NXT. So to make matters short and simple and explainable, NXT champions were not eligible to be drafted. And we just found out today when Roxanne Perez found out. So there you go.
Benefit of the doubt to Booker, though, those are also two of, like, his guys, you know? Like, he trained Roxanne. Like, Trick is, like, it's like mentor, mentee at this point. So, you know, in fairness, he's just picking his people. So, you know, Booker's just, he's just yapping. That's it.
He's just yapping. That's the moral of the story. All right, so let's keep it going. Let's talk about what else is going down for the women, because this is going to be a pretty big topic, and this was something that Steven had asked about here. And it is the Women's NXT North American Championship that was announced a couple weeks ago that this was going to happen in the first place. So that wasn't the surprise. We already knew this, but now we know how it's going to be determined who's going to become the first ever. And so here's what's going down. Listen closely, because there's a whole freaking step by step here. All right. Next week, there's going to be a combine. And for those of you guys who don't know, that's basically where they do, like, all of these tests, these physical tests, not math tests or English tests, physical tests to determine, like, people's, you know, what they can do physically, right? They have them do all sorts of things. And whoever is the most impressive, they are going to pick the 12 most impressive people. Those 12 people will then be eligible for qualifying matches. The people that win the qualifying matches, which will be a total of 6 people, will then go on to be in the ladder match at NXT Battleground in Las Vegas on June 9th. And the person who wins that ladder match will become the first ever Women's NXT North American Champion. And Malcolm, I am so freaking stoked about this, because I love the NXT Women's Division, and I feel like there are so many women here that can actually win this. And, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be very fun.
This feels like a math test, honestly. First, you have 12, and then you divide by 2, and then you have 6, and then you divide by 6, and then you have 1.
Yeah.
It was a math test, honestly. But, I mean, there's a simple answer for this, guys. There's only one person that should be winning the combine, the qualifying matches, and the title. That's Jada Parker. She's the future NXT Women's North American Champion. There's no doubt. World star loves her.
Pushing her, too.
Jada Parker is going to be world champion or women's NXT North American champion very soon.
What do you mean world star loves her? What did I miss?
Yeah, okay, so you didn't know this? World star loves her because of reasons. They absolutely think she's amazing, and so do I, and many other people will agree. They've seen some of her matches. They've seen her.
Are they putting her clips, like, on the actual page?
The actual page. She is on World
Star. They got, like, millions of followers, right?
Yes. She's World Star,
the place where they put the fight?
Yes.
Oh, because I haven't been on World Star in such a long time, but I know it because every time there's a fight, someone yells, World Star!
Yeah, literally, that page. Jada Parker is World Star's favorite WWE superstar.
So that explains part of why she's getting pushed so much, because I was noticing that the last couple of weeks, where I'm like, wow, they really started to push Jada Parker a whole lot. And at first I was sort of surprised by that, because I felt like there were still, I don't know, like, there, she's good, but there wasn't enough yet for me to say, oh, she's better than this person or than that person. Because again, there's so much talent and depth in that roster that you really got to, like, be like, wow, in your face to really stand out. So, okay. So World Star, by the way, has what, 47 million followers just on Instagram alone. I don't know how much they have on other platforms. So if she's being shared on here, that kind of makes a little bit of sense as to why, you know, they're giving her that extra boost.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. I mean, yeah, she is still very new, but I feel like with that aspect, yeah, yo, respectfully. In all due respect, we just admiring art. We just in the museum looking at art. That's all we're doing. But like,
have they put Nikita on there? Because I'm assuming the reasons, right?
Yeah. That's the reasons.
All right, have they put Nikita on there? Because I've seen some of her videos. The other day I was scrolling on my timeline and it just like, woo, right in my face. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, God bless America. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to go look on World Star later on and find those videos and see for myself because I need to be educated on the reasons. All right, so Jada Parker's your pick then.
Yes, absolutely.
I think you might be, I don't think you're far off because we had all of these women come out and basically sort of, you know, say a couple of words to put their bid in terms of like, oh, why it should be me or why it's going to be me, right? And she was the first person who came out and I thought, oh, usually the first person, right? Usually the first person that comes out, you're thinking, okay, that may be the one. And so I'm actually kind of hoping that it's Sol Ruca. And the reason why I'm rooting for Sol Ruca is because I'm such a big fan of her. She's so freaking cool.
She's a super athletic. Yeah, I can see her winning.
Right? So I feel like she's my pick right now, but I don't know. I think you've got a really strong case there for Jada Parker. Plus, NXT, again, is really good at rewarding the talent that's kicking ass, either in storyline or in ring or whatever the case is. But Sol Ruca, she's also gone viral plenty of times on social media, again, for the work that she does that makes everything look so seamlessly, whatever. And so she, I don't know, this one's going to be fun. We also got to see Meechan, as you mentioned. She was there. She's going to be fun.
Yeah,
she has to be in this match, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be cool. But Jada Parker, she's going to win the title for sure. She's also one hell of a promo. Let me throw that in there as well. All respectfully stuff aside, one hell of a promo. World Star loves her. Did I mention respectfully, yo, Jada Parker's going to win the title. But yeah, Meech is cool. Yeah, she was there. She was cool.
Sometimes I wish that I can get into the mind of a man because so many times... because so many times, like, I see, like, how... how do I say this? Your species reacts to women. And it's like mind blowing. It's so mind blowing. Cause I sometimes think something's like not a big deal. Right.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I go on the comments and the guys are just like, oh, we're in love and all of these things. And there's so many bookmarks. And I'm just like, I need to get inside the mind of a man and see the reasons.
Our reasons are really simple. I mean, it's just like if you see it, you like it, you bookmark. I mean, it's mad simple. Like, that's the only thing you gotta think about. See it, like it, bookmark. Simple. Nothing else said.
That's how I know. Oh my God, I can't. All right, let's get into some of these comments here. See what the people are saying. And let's get into this one from Brandon here, who's been a DWO member for 11 months. Thank you so much, Brandon. He says, not a bad episode of NXT. Hope you guys are both doing well. Doing great. I know Malcolm's doing great because of the reasons.
Yeah, respectfully, of course.
Tracy WV88 says, I mean, can Raw SmackDown cross to NXT whenever they want? Honestly, I think so. I can't give you an honest answer. I'm going to say yes, but... it's never been, there's not like an official rule, right?
No, I have no idea what's going on anymore, honestly. You're just as lost as me.
I was going to say, and I watch the product every single week, like Montez Ford. He's like, I watch the product. But no, so I mean, we've seen so many people from the main roster go to NXT for like a little bit. Like there's the people that go just for a program, and then there's the people that go because they need to, change things up. Honestly, they need to change things up for the better. And so you kind of have to decipher on your own who those people are, unless they specifically tell you. And sometimes even if they specifically tell you, they take it back, because that's exactly what happened with the Final Testament and the OC, because they both said they were going to be on NXT now. And then they got drafted and they were only on NXT for like, I think it was maybe... it was a shorter period for the Final Testament. The OC was there for a couple of weeks, and then the Final Testament was there for like two.
Yeah, I'm lost with everything, to be honest. I know AOP did a great job in their match, though. Like, they did solid. It was a good match.
We got Alvin White Jr., who says, I think Lola wins the NXT North American Women's Championship. That could be really great for her as well. We got Steven Marchuli here, who says, Soruka is my pick. Lee for future NXT champ. Lexus King needs more TV time. We didn't even see Lexus King on the show today. He was, what was he doing today? Was he one of those
hacking people? I don't know what he's doing, honestly. I know he's going to be on a reality wrestling show soon, so shout out him for that. That's going to be cool.
All right. All right. Steven Marchuli, thank you so much for the super chat. All right. So let's go ahead and get into, let's talk about Trick Williams, all right? Because this is sort of a, you know, we're talking about the reasons, right? Respectfully. And there was a lot of that in this opening segment. And so Trick Williams, brand new NXT champion, made the room shake when he won. It was a big deal. And we're wondering, okay, well, what's next now for Trick Williams, right? Who's going to be his first opponent? We still don't know. That's still unclear. But what we did get was a, how do I describe it?
A, I don't know either.
Sort of. It was a cute, this was a romantic, this was a rom-com if I ever saw one play out on WWE TV. There you go. It had rom-com vibes. There was some romance in there, some comedy, and that's what it was. Lash Legend goes out there, and she has this envelope. And I'm thinking, divorce? Wait, we still got, we got to have the wedding to get the divorce, right? Yeah. When did they get married? Are they married? I don't know. I don't think so. So, again, we don't know what's in this envelope. But the last time we saw Lash Legend, it was confusing, right? Because first, they're making out in the middle of the ring. And then the next week, she's like slapping him or trying to slap him or whatever the hell happened. And then now he's champion. She comes out and he throws some interesting little lines at her. And they're very like, oh, I got a little gold around my waist. Now you want a little taste? And there was all these references to chocolate and her wanting to get some. And she doesn't like Reese's Cup. She likes Kit Kat. And Trick Williams is like, well, let me break you off a piece of that. This is, this was very cute.
I loved it.
How'd you feel about it?
Oh my gosh. Yo, I mean, Trick Williams is probably one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. Like, I got a chance to meet him like backstage once at a reality wrestling show. And he's pretty much the exact same person, regardless of the setting. And he is a hilarious guy. So I love seeing him as champion. The interaction they had, I assume is like probably turned up to like 12, but I assume they're probably just as funny like off camera as well. Like these, it was hilarious, y'all. If y'all have been to a Black Lookout, this is the kind of conversation you're going to see. And I loved every second of it. Like I felt like I was like back at home. Like this is cool. I loved it.
It was very funny. It was sweet. I really liked all of that. But what the hell is inside the envelope? I truly have no earthly idea. And I'm thinking, really, what did I miss in a storyline? Did we miss something? Is it like in our face?
No idea. I remember the crowd was chanting like, he's not the daddy or something like that. Like it was like an episode of Mari like that or Jerry Springer, one of those kind of shows. That part caught me off guard. You could tell it also caught Lash Legend off guard as well, because she was like a little stumbled in her words. Yeah, because she was, you know, she wanted to laugh. Like you could
see. You're not the father.
You can see it.
Okay, what the hell is inside the envelope? Whoa. Do we have any theories? Does anybody have any legitimate theories on here? Because again, I was thinking divorce. The crowd was thinking baby results.
I was kind of with the baby result thing as well. Maybe he has an embarrassing photo of him at the Christmas party. I don't know. It could really be anything.
We won't know. I thought that Lash Legend on camera was supposed to be like in love with him, but then it didn't turn out to be like that. So now I'm confused. Does she want him? Does she not want him? What's the storyline here?
I say if you don't turn into a baby, we will not be satisfied with the conclusion. Like with that kind of chant happening and you have the papers in your hand and whatnot, if Noam Dar doesn't announce that Lash is pregnant, but Trick isn't the dad or something like that. Like, I need the chaos. I need all of it. So it has to be that now. Whatever their original plan was, scrap it, and I'll do this one because this is way funnier.
So we got a lot of people here saying that they think it's a championship contract. So for who? For Noam Dar?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that's why? Cool.
I don't know. He hasn't done anything to deserve the title.
I was
going to
say, did he do something to deserve a championship contract?
No, he didn't deserve anything.
That's what I'm saying. But hey, man, sometimes they spring some stuff on us over on NXT and we just have to roll with it. So I guess at some point we'll find out what's inside the envelope. Hunter Tega says Lash Legend in 9 months gives birth to a hand. Yes. Hey, yes. We do know that Shawn Michaels likes to sometimes redo some of these storylines over on NXT.
Yes. I
oh, my God. That's hilarious. All right.
Like, give it to Noam. I mean, I'm just saying, Noam could be a solid first challenger. So, like, it could work.
I mean, they have a limited amount of guys that they could even right now do these matches with Trick. So, I think we're just going to have to take what we get here. Because I've been saying this a whole bunch. We need more dudes on NXT. Yeah. We really do. Because
Omos.
There you go. There's somebody there. But
undrafted,
it's like
free agent Omos. Just saying. Never drafted. What the heck?
But even then, that's like one person.
He's two people stacked.
Stacked on top of each other. We'll count that as two wins for Trick. But like I'm saying, though, there's not that much. Like, there's not that many guys that legitimately that you would even believe could defeat Trick Williams. And right now, like, they have Sean Spears, right? They could do something with Sean Spears and Trick Williams. They can do something with Lexus King and Trick Williams. But your face said it all. And I'm saying, I brought them up for a reason. They haven't done anything with them either.
Yeah.
The storyline, and I've been loving so much of NXT. I really do. And I know some people love to talk shit on NXT. I have a good time with it. But the storyline that I cannot get behind, and I literally, like, I roll my eyes backwards like The Undertaker, is Shawn Spears and Ridge Holland.
Yeah.
I don't even have words for it.
I was so bored. I'm not going to lie. I was just bored. I didn't like it. It was just, ugh.
Like, there's nothing to grab a hold of. And I'm thinking, how plain can this get? Like, this isn't even French vanilla. This is just vanilla. But, like, the one from the freaking really terrible cafeteria. You know what I'm saying? The one with, like, no taste at all.
Yeah, you got a little wooden spoon, so you got to scoop it out of. Yeah, like
the freaking wooden spoon has more taste.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, this is the most vanilla feud I've ever seen in my entire life. That has nothing to do with them as people. It has to do with it. It's so boring. It is so boring. I've never seen two more boring people. Shawn Spears could put on one hell of a match. Him on the Indies and AEW was actually pretty lit. But, like, seeing what he's doing at NXT right now, it's not a waste of him because he's in a great spot. I just think him and Rich Holland together equals meh. And I like something else, please. Thank you, Shawn.
See, like, here's the thing. Shawn Spears, when he came in, and remember that whole promo that he cut about the truth and helping people see the truth and all of this? I was like, okay, I'm interested. Like, here we go. We got something. Let me see what comes of it. And Ridge Holland, I have just absolutely loathed the story that they've been doing with Ridge Holland. And I used to be a big fan of Ridge Holland when he was over with Sheamus and all those guys over there where they were having their fun. I was so into the Brawling Brutes. I was a fan. I was actually disappointed when they sent Ridge over to NXT because I liked the Brawling Brutes. And now I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe we'll still see the Brawling Brutes version of Ridge Holland. Yeah. And we haven't gotten that at all. I don't even know. Like, to me, he's the guy that you're supposed to feel sorry for and cheer for him, except that I don't feel sorry for him. And he's so, like, it's just left me confused where I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to react to Ridge Holland.
He's like font size 12 times New Roman font. Like, it's just, okay. Just the most generic you can get. Respectfully, man. Like, anyone else, please. I just don't care for Ridge Holland. Maybe that's on WWE for not making him more interesting. Maybe that's on him for not being as interesting. But there's something about him that I just find incredibly lame and boring. Respectfully.
There's something
I would like
missing
to see you turn around, though.
There's something missing. I hope they figure it out because, again, we need competitors for Trick Williams. I want to see him run through some people. Ridge Holland, run through him. Shawn Spears, run through him. Lexus King, they had something there. They kind of lost it. Maybe they can get it back and they can tell a good story. That could be something. I think they can get it back and tell a good story there. So we'll just have to sort of wait and see. But let's go ahead and continue on and get into some other topics that we got here on the show. And let's get into something that was so much fun. And that, my friends, was for the NXT North American Championship, Ivar versus Oba Femi.
I love Oba. Two things
that came out of this, Malcolm. Two things. Let's start with the match. The match itself. Ivar looks like he's having the time of his life, man. What'd you think of the match?
Oh, just thinking like two giant steaks just slapping each other. Like, it was great. Just so much meat slapping. Pause. But it was just so much just meat everywhere. I loved every second of it. There's so much meat on the screen, like meat galore, which is right there in our faces. It's just there for everyone to enjoy. I love Oba Femi. I love Ivar. It was just big meat slapping each other around, and I loved every second of it.
It was definitely good. I mean, there were so many moments in there. It's funny because, like, any other guy, for example, any other guy does a moonsault. All right, nice. Any other guy does an electric chair. All right, nice. Any other guy does a freaking power bomb. Nice. But when you see two guys that are this size doing moves that are rather relatively, okay, fine. When you see them do moves like this, it freaking captures your attention because, again, of their heavy size. And when Ivar did that moonsault, because he kind of did it a little bit different, like, it's hard to explain unless you saw it, but instead of sort of his body sort of slanted mid-air. And so I'm looking at that, I'm going, oh my God, like, it just looked a little bit different from what we normally see. The spinning heel kicks are always my favorite with Ivar, but this match was so much freaking fun. When Oba powerbombed him, I thought, dude, and when he lifted him up for the electric chair, yes. Again, this is a big, husky dude.
So much and meat.
He lifted him on his shoulders for that.
Big body.
And think about all of the weight coming down. Like, that was impressive. Very impressive.
Ooh, I loved it. I loved every second of it.
But here's the thing, though. Polar opposite, not meaty. Not meaty. Nah. But damn, are we happy to see him back, because he was a favorite here on NXT, and he was gone for a couple of months. I was actually expecting him to be gone a lot longer. On December 2023, just a couple of months ago, we had Wesley basically come out on NXT and say that he no longer, he was having like back problems. He couldn't feel his legs. It was very serious. And it was really heartbreaking. I remember that episode. I remember covering that and just feeling so bad for Wesley. And so I was not expecting to see Wesley for at least the minimum a year. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he comes back at the end of April. How did he even do it? I mean, I know we don't know like the details of what exactly he went through, but regardless, this man had these back problems, and you're thinking he's going to be gone for a long time.
I don't know. In WWE, all this stuff is normal to me. Like, John Cena coming back in a few months, Wesley coming back in a few months, I see no difference, honestly. Whatever these guys are doing, is they're doing it well, because they're coming back very soon. They're rehabbing correctly, and hopefully, you know, he has a long future ahead of him. I'm excited to see him back. I think this guy honestly doesn't even need the North American title. I think he can shoot right up to that NXT World Championship any day he wants. But it's great to see him back. And if he beats Oba for it, I wouldn't be that upset by it. But Oba shouldn't be losing to anyone. But if it's Wesley, I'm okay with it.
The only thing, because, like, I agree with you, right? If Wesley defeats them, we're all going to be excited about it because we like Wesley. Yeah. However, we've already seen Wesley in this title picture a whole lot. We've only just gotten started with the Oba Femi. So I'm going to say Oba Femi should defeat Wesley.
You know who should be beating Oba, though? I think this would be perfect. Javon Evans. Javon Evans, down the line.
Yes. Not yet, but down the line. Yeah,
like next week down the line. Yeah, for sure.
You're like already ready to go, man. Anyways, Wesley is back, and he's going to have his first match back next week. He's going to wrestle Josh Briggs, and this whole thing came about because Ivar and Josh Briggs, they still want their hand at Oba Femi. They're not done with Oba Femi, and Wesley sort of came in and had this confrontation with Oba, but again, some of these other guys are a little bit pissed about that, and so there you go. He's probably going to be facing both of them. I'm assuming he's going to face Josh Briggs this week. He's probably going to face Ivar next week and then be like, I'm getting all these wins. Screw you guys. I'm getting Obafemi. And they're probably going to do this match in Battleground.
Yeah, yeah, easily. He's definitely written right there on the wall for people to like look at. So I'm excited to watch the ride, though. I think it's going to be amazing. To see him try to beat all these giant dudes is going to tell a great story. So I'm just excited for the guy. He deserves all the happiness in the world. So whatever he gets out of this, I'm happy for him.
We got Denisha Lane here who says, Wesley is back, babe. Exactly. Very happy for him. Because it's always really scary, you know? When people get injuries, you just never really know. And you don't know what's going to happen. And obviously, we're not there when they're going through the rehab, when they're going through the physical therapy, where they're going through the dark times of being in their house, having to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT from home, and seeing everybody else get their big, magnificent moments. And you have to be there watching it. And being out of action, like, that sucks. And not only are you dealing with something physically, but you also have to deal with the mental part of it. And I mean, it's literally mental gymnastics, trying to tell yourself you're going to be okay, everything's going to be okay, and when I get back.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers, which means Tubi is more popular than using meat flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
You'll be in the same spot, maybe even better, but the fear of falling down those rankings, I can imagine, is definitely there.
Has to be. So it's great that he came back and he's not just like, in like a random feud. Like, he's definitely back in the title picture and he could easily go from that title to the bigger title as soon as he wants to. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely working out in his favor. So good job on Wesley.
We got Mike Parker here who says, jumping ahead because I have to call it a night. It's pretty obvious with this turn. Fallon Henley is the breakout star of her former trio, the same way Carmella ended up being the star of hers. So let's talk about this because we got Thea Hale and everyone's making this joke that Thea Hale is now the new Rey Mysterio, but for the women over on NXT, because this poor girl cannot keep a friend to save her life. JC Jane turned on her. Fallon Henley turned on her. I mean, at this point, I'm expecting all the guys to turn on her. I mean, this poor girl can't find a friend. But we finally get this match with Thea Hale and JC Jane, and I really, there's the big thing that I want to say about the physical matchup here is that I think for so long I've been talking about Thea Hale, the character, right? Thea Hale, the girl with lots of energy. Thea Hale, the girl is very lovable. All of those things. That's what I was focusing on when I talked about Thea Hale. However, I'm starting to feel that I need to talk about Thea Hale, the in-ring competitor, because since she brings a lot of energy and she's screaming and that's who she is, sometimes, like in the beginning when we first started seeing her wrestle, the wrestling wasn't matching that energy. And now it's like we blinked and that energy that she brings from a character standpoint is starting to come across in her in-ring performance. And she just went in there just with so much confidence. Like, this girl, like, being in the PC, this is working. Whatever they're doing with Thea, it is working down to a T. When she won this match at the Kimura, loved it. Loved it the whole time. Loved this match. I thought that Thea Hale and JC Jane killed it here. Killed it.
Yes. No, completely. Like, Thea's also super young. She has to be like, what, like 20? Maybe 19, something like that.
She's very
like,
young,
I had a chance to watch her on independent scene down in Maryland. And even then, it's like she had a lot of character and the wrestling was like, it was developing, but it just wasn't fully there yet. And to see what she's done in these last couple months or so has been great. I mean, like, she's definitely improved so much in the ring. So shout out to her.
Definitely. And so we had Fallon Henley turn on Thea Hale. And let me tell you, my heart broke. My heart broke because they're two of my favorites and I don't want to see them on opposite sides. So congratulations. NXT successfully pulled at my heartstrings. They officially got me here because I was like, no, why did Fallon Henley turn on her? And so now we have a bunch of questions, right? So we had basically later on in the show, Fallon Henley is asked by Kalani why she did what she did. And she basically said she's going to focus on herself now. And there's a lot of good points that were brought up. Someone on social media quickly brought up like, okay, Kiana James is gone. What was Kiana James on the NXT roster? She was one of the biggest heels. I feel like there could be a situation where Fallon's like, you know, I've been out here working so freaking hard, but Kiana James was a terrible person. And look at where she's at. Now she's on the main roster. You know what? Maybe I should take a page from her book. And then all of a sudden she becomes Kiana James a little bit, not entirely, but she takes a page out of her book. And that ties in again with the history between Kiana James and Fallon Henley.
Honestly, I didn't even think about it in that kind of way. Like, it definitely could work for her. I'm not a big fan of seeing her turn, to be honest. So, like, I don't know where they'll go with this. But I think she's an amazing talent. So, you know, it'll work out for her. So, we will see as the weeks go on.
What if, I saw someone else bring this up too. What if Fallon ends up aligning with JC? And what is it, Jasmine Nix? Is it Jasmine Nix or is it Izzy Dame? I always confuse them for some reason. But anyways, so we have, do you think that maybe she's going to all of a sudden be friends with these girls, with the mean girls?
Yeah. I mean, you could almost like recreate like Toxic Attraction almost just with different people. It'd be cool. Like, especially if JC's like the leader of her own group this time, instead of being like the third person in. So yeah, no, I mean, like it might just help JC Jane get to a higher level. So I'm all for that because she's amazing.
Thank you, by the way, Jasmine Nix. Jasmine Nix. All right. Sometimes I forget because sometimes people are in the, you know, a little bit in the background. So, yeah, and there's so many people on NXT. All right. There's so many people. thank you. Anyway, so there could be a situation where they do something like that. This is going to be interesting. I'm excited because we haven't seen Fallon Henley as a heel. And now we're going to see her in a program with Jason with Thea Hale. And it was funny because I was just saying this last week on the show. I was literally saying how Fallon Henley needed a bigger story. And now smack, here we are with this bigger story. So they we asked for it. It's here. Now we are hopefully
Shawn Michaels will watch you, honestly. That's what I think. Shawn Michaels is watching currently.
You never know. Probably. You never. I don't think I've ever told on the air. I'll keep that one. I'll save that one for another time. I'll save it for another time. I'll tell you off the air. I'll tell you off the air. I have a fun little story there, but I'll tell you off the air on that one. All right. So we got a super chat here from Sheldon Jackson who says, I'm way more intrigued with this Fallon, but if she joins JC, I'm throwing my TV because I'm going to be pissed. So just to give you some heads up, Sheldon is not a fan of JC Jane. He's giving her a chance. He's tried a whole year. It didn't happen. He did try, but it just did not happen. Hey, you know, and now every time JC Jane comes out, every time she comes out, the first person I think of is Sheldon, like right away. It's just like association, you know?
Poor guy. He's trying his hardest though. He's fighting. He's fighting for it.
Hey, sometimes it happens. I think there's sometimes where there are certain people that you just don't get into, even if you try.
Yeah. Yeah,
just happens.
I feel that.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into some of the other topics that we got on this show. Actually, before I do, let me take a second here to promote really quickly because I announced this on the Collision podcast and I need to remind everybody here. So I'm trying something new, everyone. I'm trying to boost my reviews on Apple Podcasts. So for the first time ever, I am giving away a free to watch Double or Nothing on pay-per-view. And all you have to do is go leave a review on Apple Podcast. If you do, you will automatically be entered into a raffle. And we're going to be doing the raffle live on the air on May 8th. So all you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts, find my show, Instinct Culture by Denise Salcedo, leave a review, and you could please put your username, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Please put your username so that I can contact you if you are the winner. And of course, the winner will get to watch Double or Nothing for free. I will pay for it. I will pay for it. And that will be announced on May 8th. And so far, guys, I don't know if this is an encouragement, but since I last announced it, we've had 2 entries so far. So your chances of winning right now are pretty freaking high. So head on over there. And just to let you guys know, Ray Mungus is already in and Chad is already in. So we got 2 people that are officially in on the giveaway here. So the chances, they're looking good. You're not competing against over 100,000 people on freaking Twitter. You're competing against a smaller pool. So your chances are a lot higher. So get in there and leave the dang review. All right. So with that being said, let's get back to the show here. And let's see, where was I at? All right. I want to talk about I don't have much to say about this, but let's talk about it. We got the OC. No, wait, this is not the one that I do. This one's the one I actually do have something to say. It's the OC versus Tyson DuPont and Tyreek. How did they say his last name? It's IG. It's IGWE.
Yep. Ingram? Him.
What?
I said, yep, okay. Him. I have
Let's
no
just
idea.
Call him Tyreek.
Yeah.
Right, Tyreek. So Tyson DuPont and Tyreek. All right. So they are brand new to the NXT universe. This was the first time I'd seen them. And let me tell you, they are meaty. They have a really good look. Of course, they are going to lose to the OC. The OC hits the Magic Killer and wins. But this was a fine performance, honestly, and it got me excited. Why? Because I want more dudes on NXT.
Yeah, I love them. I mean, there's two things I love about wrestling. Big black men and Omos. He's just a bigger version of what I just said. Point is, I love seeing this kind of stuff. I love seeing them. First time I ever saw them was like a PC picture. I was like, no, they're big. I like that. So to see them in this match against like a really established tag team is great. So hopefully they have a bright future ahead of them, and those NXT titles will look great around their waist, even though it probably wouldn't fit. So maybe over the shoulder might be the one. So yeah, over the shoulder.
I love it. All right. And really quickly, because someone's asking on the chat, in order to leave a review, you do have to download the Apple Podcast app. And then here is what it looks like on Apple Podcasts. And you just scroll all the way down. And there's a little section where you put tap to rate, and that's where you leave the review. So you do have to do it on Apple Podcasts. You can't do it on the website. It just doesn't work. So it has to be the podcast app. Excuse me. All right. So anyways, excited to see what both of these guys do and how that goes moving forward. But the other thing that we need to get into in terms of tag teams is Nathan Frazier and Axiom defending the NXT tag team titles against AOP. Now, the final testament has been drafted to Raw. We already talked about the whole ping pong thing between the AOP, sorry, the final testament going from SmackDown to NXT to Raw in literally like a span of a month. So this match, I think for the most part, we knew that Frazier and Axiom had to retain. They ended up retaining with the help of Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. And of course, I think they needed to do that because I don't really think that many people were going to buy them necessarily defeating the AOP, just given how meaty they are.
I really thought AOP was going to win it, to be honest. Like, I don't know why I thought this, because when I put Logic together, not the rapper, but if you just put Logic together, it makes sense why they would lose. But in my opinion, if you're big and you're meaty, you win. So to me, it just made the most sense. They're former NXT Tag Team Champions, et cetera, et cetera. I could have sworn they were going to get the belts. But yeah, I mean, I guess they'll have fun on the main roster. More money, so have fun.
I really hope it works out for the final testament. I really do. But man, and we just, you know what's funny? They just did a whole freaking video package. I was just sitting here on Tuesday talking about how, oh, they're bringing back the black and gold. And now I feel like a goof for even wasting my time talking about that, because I don't think it even matters now, because we're probably not going to see them on NXT anymore. Who the hell knows at this point? They may or may not still appear on NXT. All right, we got two more things to get into really quickly. The Ariana Grace, Gigi Dolin, little skits that they've been doing the last couple of weeks. This girl, man, she just brings so much joy to my screen. I am such a big fan of hers, man. She's so funny. She just gets it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if wrestling does not work out for this girl, she needs to go and pursue an acting career, because she's got the chops.
Easily. I mean, like, also, you look at her dad, too. I mean, like, Santino, funniest dude in the world. But she has her own style of funny. And, like, it makes you kind of forget sometimes that her father's, like, this icon of comedy wrestling. You know, what she's doing is great. I don't even need to see her wrestle at this point. I just want her to have the belt just because she's funny. And I think that was a lot of reason why we liked her dad holding different titles at the time, because he's just funny. Like, you didn't care about the wrestling. You just want to see him be funny. And she's doing great. Good on her.
Yeah, she really got it down, man. Really, really got it down. All right, guys, really quickly, next week, what's been announced so far for NXT, we're going to be seeing Wesley versus Josh Briggs. Again, Wesley's first match back in a couple of months. Trick Williams is going to be part of the Supernova Sessions. I'm pretty sure we'll find out there that the envelope is indeed a NXT championship match for Noam Dar or a baby, who knows? And then we're also going to be seeing the start of the NXT Women's Combine to determine who's going to be in those qualifying matches. So that is that was NXT for today. And I want to thank everybody again for tuning into the podcast. Please go leave a review. Do not let this idea fail. If it doesn't fail, I will do this more often. If it fails, then you know what? This was the last time it happened. All right. So don't let it fail. Apple Podcasts, go leave the review. And I will be back tomorrow with Righteous Reg for AEW Dynamite. I will be back on Friday with Robin Lundberg for SmackDown. And then this Saturday is Backlash. So keep an eye out for some Backlash content here on the channel. Malcolm, what do you got going on? Let the people know where they can support you.
Man, I'm everywhere. Malcolm Muscle, pretty much everywhere on social media, on YouTube, Muscle Man Malcolm. I'm just thankful to be here, honestly. The only thing I have going on is like, well, I mean, I got to walk the dog later and they have finals. So, I mean, a lot of really boring, normal people things. But Denise, thank you so much. It's great to talk to one of the legends. Just talking about a little wrestling, a little NXT wrestling, a little Obafemi, a little reasons why Omos is still not on the main NXT roster. Jada Parker, respectfully, hello. This has been great. I'm just here to say hi. That's it.
Sometimes I forget how young you are. And then you mention finals and I'm like, oh God, that was like a while back ago for me. And I'm so glad I'm not doing that anymore because, it's hard out there. It's very sucks. Hard out there.
Sucks.
Yeah, but don't worry, you're killing it. Good job, man. Good job with everything that you're doing, guys. Give Malcolm some love. And then of course, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye everyone.